Today's episode is being sponsored by Kingsley 1945 Watches. To check out the Kingsley 1945 collection, go to www.amitdevhonda.com and click on the Kingsley 1945 collection on the upper right-hand corner. Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I want to talk about what the most sought-after Rolex watches are. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, watch fans? It's Amit Dev Honda, and welcome to my podcast. I hope you're all having a great summer, staying cool, and enjoying your time with your family. You know, the Rolex GMT Master 2 Pepsi with the Pepsi ceramic bezel that was released at Baselworld at the end of March, beginning of April, has just started delivering to stores and boutiques and what have you. And, you know, the retail is under $10,000, and believe it or not, it's trading already for $20,000+ in the secondary market. Now, I can't confirm or deny any of this. This is all just, you know, what I'm hearing. But, you know, like in Europe, if you want to buy this watch, and again, I don't know the validity of how true or untrue this is, so take this with a pinch of salt, but I'm hearing on this particular watch, Rolex is making their authorized retailers, or the retailers are making their clients sign some sort of agreement whereby they can't sell. If they buy the GMT Master 2 Pepsi, they cannot sell it for life, or something ridiculous like that. I just want to tell you, like, this is crazy. Like, you know, all of Rolex's watches, they're sports professional watches. And I did a podcast on this several months back on, you know, like, why Rolex is the hottest brand at the moment. And, you know, this is kind of like a follow-up podcast on that, but it's also to show you how strong Rolex is and how powerful they are and like how big the demand is. Now, and some new news that I recently received is that Rolex, I knew that they cut back on the production, but I thought that was purely more or less a supply and demand game. I mean, why else would you cut on production? They make 1 million watches a year for the world. I just thought they cut on the production for their sports models, which, you know, makes sense to why the demand is so high, because they don't have the product. Well, they don't have product in general. They, from what I'm hearing again, and these are not real or hard numbers from Rolex. This is what I'm hearing on the street. This is what I'm hearing through, you know, channels which are, you know, pretty reputable, that, you know, Rolex has cut their production by 40%. So instead of making 1 million watches a year, they're making, you know, 600,000 watches a year. Now, you may think, who cares, 600,000, 1 million, it's all the same. It's not. Like, when you have a global market as big as Rolex, and the demand for Rolex is bigger than it's ever been before, and then you cut the production by 40%, that's going to leave the retailers with next to nothing in their cases, at least when it comes to sports professional models. And what are categorized as sports professional models? Well, the likes of the Rolex Submariner, the most iconic dive watch in history. The Sky Dwellers, the Explorer 2s, the, you know, Sea Dwellers 50th anniversaries with the red writing. Of course, the Daytona, you know, that watch is hard to get. The Submariner without a date, the GMT Masters, the Pepsi Bezel GMT Master, the Black on Black GMT Master. All of these watches that I've told you, these watches are all impossible to get. The demand is bigger than the supply, and either these watches are trading aftermarket over retail, or they're trading right at their retail prices. But just to give you an idea of how hot the Rolex market is, the Rolex Submariner is a year waiting list. That I have never seen a year waiting list for a Rolex Submariner. That's bread and butter for Rolex. That's a watch that sells every day. Also, the Rolex Submariner without a date retails $7,500. Pre-owned, and that's with the ceramic bezel. Pre-owned, they're going for $7,500. So, you know, when you go to us, if you like are in other parts of the world and you're looking to buy a Rolex watch and you see it at a retailer and you see any of the models that I've highlighted in this podcast, you know, like I said, the sports professional Rolex models, the GMT Masters, the Submariners, the stainless steel Skydwellers, the Rolex Daytona. When you see any of these in a store and you want to buy it, do me a favor and don't ask for a discount. I mean, of course we all want the best price. Of course we want to make sure we're not wasting our money. But this is a global problem. If you can find it, you're good. Like, grab it. Buy it and grab it. I'll give you an example. I work with an authorized Rolex retailer. Many of them. I don't work with just one. The Rolex Day Night, or it, as it's affectionately known as the Batman, that watch is $89.50 retail. I mean, that's trading right now anywhere between $11,000 and $12,500 in the aftermarket. Now, when I don't have, you know, my retailers, they don't have product, and I have to go to another supply, which is, you know, my colleagues who get me very hard to get watches. I have to go through them, and they get it through their channels, and a lot of the time their channels are authorized dealers. But authorized dealers don't have products. So there are, you can get these watches, but you're paying premiums for them. And I had a client who was ready to go, who was, you know, I'll pay anything. I just want to buy this watch for my husband. Great. No problem. This is the reality. They're $89.50. They're going for between 11 and 12 and a half, you know, in the secondary market. I mean, this person was up in arms. Like, oh my God, No, I mean, I thought I was going to get a discount. I'm like, you told me you were willing to pay whatever it takes to buy it and get it for your husband. You cannot get this watch at retail stores or boutiques. And if you can, you're waiting a year, you know. And a lot of consumers don't understand that this isn't a game that the retailers are playing. This is the reality that Rolex is right now. It is the hottest brand in the world, and that's across the board. I mean, even watches like the Rolex Daytona with a rainbow bezel, you know, in my opinion, one of the ugliest watches I've ever seen, you know, under 100K retail. The watch isn't even out yet. The watch hasn't even delivered to retailers. People are willing to pay $200,000 for it in the secondary market. I mean, that's ridiculous. So when you look at the state of affairs with what's going on with Rolex, and, you know, really the Rolex GMT Pepsi was the catalyst for me to do this podcast. And, you know, it's just crazy to me that a stainless steel watch that's, you know, already very expensive in the $10,000 range is going for double and people are willing to pay it. But just word to the wise, again, and I can't hammer this point home enough, that if you're finding something that you want, that you know is impossible to get, that you can't get anywhere, if you see it, pick it up. Don't ask any questions. Buy it. Because the Rolex price increase has not come into effect yet. You know, whatever you pay may be a premium. But remember, when Rolex prices go up, these watches will go up even more. And again, I did a podcast on Rolex having a price increase. This is a very real thing. Again, it's not sanctioned by Rolex. They haven't told me. They haven't told any of the other journalists. They haven't told any of their retailers that, you know, when exactly their price increase is coming. But a price increase is imminent. It's been 6 years. Rolex had their last price increase October 15th of 2012. So it will be 6 years this October, and they are definitely due, and they're due to go up by 10 and 15%. So just keep that in mind. But, you know, when you look at Rolex and you look at what they've done and you look at the price points and you look at the demand, it stumps me every time that there are so many people with so much money ready to go, ready to pay, not retail, but double retail just to get a watch that's desirable at the moment, you know? And the other brands that follow suit really are, you know, Patek Philippe, Richard Mille, you know, those three brands, Audemars Piguet, those brands right now across the board are very hard to get. I can help you get any of these watches, you know, especially the Rolex. I mean, you know, what amazes me is that, like, last year, if you wanted, I could get you a discount on a Submariner. It may not have been a lot, but I could get you a discount on a Submariner last year from an authorized retailer, and depending on where you live, no tax. Not this year. This year, you're lucky if we can find it for you at retail. And to be honest with you, this is how I make my living. I don't make a dime on these watches. In my mind, it's not even worth getting these watches for me when I'm looking at it for my clients and when I'm looking at it from, you know, purely a business standpoint. Of course, my loyal clients, my dedicated clients, the clients that have been around me and have followed me from day one, I will always go above and beyond. But, you know, if you're a new consumer and you're looking for a Submariner, forget it. Unless you realize you're willing to pay retail or more than retail, honestly, this isn't to be mean or anything like that. It's just not worth my time. It's not worth anyone's time. So again, don't ask for discounts on Rolex, especially sports models. I can definitely help you get other stuff within the Rolex family as well. You know, steel and gold watches or, you know, Milgausses, Air Kings, things like that. No problem. But the other stuff, impossible. The GMT Pepsi is incredibly hot. There's a waiting list for it. It is going for double. Don't expect to find it at retail, at least for the next year to 2 years. I see this watch trading, you know, once the hysteria and the hype has come down, I see this watch still trading for around $15,000. It's not a hard number. It's just a speculation. But it's, I would be shocked if you can find this watch at retail in a year to 2 years, unless you're a client that spent like ridiculous amounts of money with a retailer. The retailer right now, these watches are being given to super VIP clients, clients that are spending a couple hundred to $1 million a year with a retailer. The retailer is saying, okay, if we have a Rolex GMT Pepsi in stock, we will let you buy it at retail, and that's it. What are going to be the guidelines on this in the U.S.? God knows. I mean, I'm hearing also that it's very possible that, you know, we could see some sort of agreement when you go to a retailer that don't sell this watch for 2 years. You know, it's understandable. I mean, it's an incredibly hot watch. The debate goes on and on and on and on. You know, listen, I believe that when you buy something, you should be able to do whatever you want with it, as long as it's not illegal. But, you know, a lot of collectors, the press and the like, are starting to wonder, how can Rolex do this? How can they control the market like this, like to the retailer, to the end consumer, and then tell the consumer, you can't sell it. Sorry. You know, it's yes, it's yours, but it's a privilege to own this watch. That's basically, and that's also how they regulate the market, how they regulate gray market. But you got to understand, for Rolex or any brand, I don't care what brand it is, the gray market is equally as important as the primary market, because that's how you know what these things go for. That's what regulates the market. As much as Rolex is saying, we don't want to create any openings for the gray market to be bigger than you know, the retail market or whatever it may be, believe me, Rolex loves, well, I'm not saying this on Rolex's behalf, but if I were Rolex, I would love the secondary market, because the prices are out of control. They're just making my brand more valuable, if anything. So as much as we hem and haw about the gray market and we hem and haw about how much these things are going for, the gray market is equally as important in terms of what it does for the resale value and what we go by as a barometer stick of what these things should go for or do go for. The secondary market or the gray market is responsible for that. And right now, the Pepsi GMT, along with the stainless steel Rolex Daytona with ceramic bezel and stainless steel Skydweller with a blue dial, I mean, those are the hottest Rolex watches in the world right now, as well as, you know, the Rolex Seadweller 50th anniversary with red writing. This watch, though, specifically the GMT Pepsi bezel, this watch is commanding, like, the day it came out, it was commanding double, you know? I mean, that's more or less, you know, it took the Rolex Daytona. It took the Rolex Daytona, like, I'd say, like, a good 6 months to get to that point. And that's historically the hottest Rolex watch in history. So the GMT is an interesting watch. Personally, I don't like it. I don't like it on the Jubilee bracelet. I think it looks cartoonish. I think it doesn't make sense. No one can take away the craftsmanship, the quality. No one can take the execution away from what Rolex has done. Personally, I don't like the watch. When I look at a GMT Master 2, I look at it, it's almost like, I don't know, it just doesn't belong. It's like, you know, when you look at, when it's like, if you, it's like looking at anything iconic. If you see something iconic with something that doesn't really belong, it doesn't, I don't know. To me, I like when execution, or if a revival piece is done, like the GMT Master 2. All their other GMT Masters have oyster bracelets. If this had the oyster bracelet, I don't think there would be a better UTC GMT Master watch out on the market, period. Personally, I want the Tudor GMT that also came out at the same time as the Rolex GMT Pepsi. It's also a Pepsi bezel. I did a podcast on that. I'm going to put the link so you can listen to it below. But right now, the state of affairs for the Rolex GMT Master 2 Pepsi on the Jubilee bracelet is incredibly hard to get. So I would suggest, if you can find it at retail, buy it. And if you're willing, and if you want the watch, and you understand that these things are going for double, and you're not going to a retailer, you're going to someone like myself, who's very happy to help, understand that these are the prices, and they're non-negotiable, because they are impossible to get. I can definitely help you. You reach out to me at amitdavehonda@gmail.com. I work on a $150 consultation fee. This gets you an hour of my time, some calls and some emails. And if you purchase the watch through me, I deduct the $150 consultation fee from the final purchase price of the watch. So it's a win-win situation. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Check out my website, www.amitdavehonda.com. You'll be able to read my world-renowned blog. You'll be able to check out Kingsley 1945, which are watches that are styled, designed, and hand-assembled in Providence, Rhode Island by the Kingsley Watch Company. I'm the distributor for the West Coast, and these watches are hand-assembled in Providence. There's no watch today that you can call and they're made to order like these watches. They're really, really solid. And I've been in the business for 30 years. I've never seen any brand made as well for the money. So definitely check those out. I'm a distributor. And if you buy one for the summertime, before the summer ends, I will include a complimentary gift with purchase if you order one through me. So hopefully go on my website, check out the collection, reach out to me if you have any questions. We can also do customizable options for additional fees. So check that out, Kingsley 1945 Watches. You can also check out my podcast. You can check out my services page. I'm very excited to announce that very soon I'm going to have a pre-owned section on my website where you can order any watches, best brands in the world, whether it be Rolex, whether it be Patek, whether it be, you know, it doesn't matter, Vacheron or Jaeger or IWC or Nomos Glashütte, you know, any brand that I have access to, I will have a pre-owned section, and it will be an amazing place to go, an amazing resource to buy your pre-owned pieces. These are all coming from authorized dealers that are being directly shipped to you from the retailer. But I have access to a very large inventory. So get excited, share it with your friends. It's another place to go to find pre-owned pieces that are in great shape, and that will save you money. So check that out. Follow me on social media. My Instagram and my Twitter are @AmitDaveHonda. And until next time, rock on and fly back.